Dubai Debt Fears.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Global stock markets are down again today on worries about the Persian Gulf state of Dubai. It began Wednesday when Dubai requested a debt restructuring for the government-backed company Dubai World. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard has more.
By global standards, Dubai's liabilities don't seem to be huge. Dubai World's declared debt is around $60 billion, but some observers believe it may be much higher, and they fear that Dubai's fellow emirate, the oil-rich Abu Dhabi, may not be ready to pick up the whole of the tab. This has raised a wider concern that Dubai's difficulties may not be unique. Chris Davidson is an expert on the Gulf.
Many of the financial centres which specialise in emerging markets are now looking at Dubai and starting to think, well, this could happen to other emerging markets too.
He says there's a danger that a further sharp contraction in credit could trigger another crunch. These fears have been aggravated because US markets were closed for Thanksgiving. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at the numbers. European markets are down right now, generally about 1% or lower. Asian stocks took a dive today. The Hang Seng lobbed off 5%, more than 1,000 points. The Nikkei lost 3.25%. Stock futures here at home are looking pretty dismal as well for today. Today, of course, being the big day for sales, this Black Friday, the big markdowns that have people pushing and pulling at the stores. The National Retail Federation trade group expects this Friday crowds to be bigger than last year, but one retail consultant says spending for the weekend won't do much better than last year. One mall in St. Louis could be in store for a bump, courtesy of the Missouri Department of Transportation. Reporter Adam Allington has more.
The St. Louis Galleria and its 130 shops sit right off of Interstate 64, the city's main east-west freeway. You might think that's a pretty good location, except that a 10-mile stretch of the freeway past the mall has been closed for 2 years. In the meantime, shoppers have had to rely on a network of detours that in theory was meant to keep traffic to the mall flowing. But it didn't work out that way for all shoppers. Earl Dorsett is the general manager of the St. Louis Galleria Mall.
If the alternate routes were not easily accessible to somebody, I'm sure they made decisions to stay at home or to do other things.
Christmas is coming early this year for Dorsett and Galleria shop owners. The state's planning to reopen I-64 early next month. Now the trick is to lure back shoppers like Karen McKinley, who've cut back on trips to the mall and grown used to shopping online.
I'll wait 7 to 10 days for it to be shipped from the internet if it really comes down to it.
But you can't order everything online. Blake Bailiff is a manager of a P.F. Chang's restaurant, which in the past has relied on clientele from across the region.
We anticipate to get a huge bump. We really think that opening up the highway is going to really help us out and get those people again from Illinois.
And it's not just store owners who are happy to see the freeway reopen. The contractors in charge of the project will get an extra $5 million for finishing construction on time and under budget. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Toyota says it's slashing bonus pay for managers. The Japanese automakers are recalling nearly 4 million cars here in the United States, and it's experienced some deep losses for the second consecutive fiscal year. Winter bonus payments for 8,700 managers in Japan will be cut by one-fifth. In addition to their monthly salaries, Japanese workers at major companies such as Toyota get twice-a-year bonus pay that reflects the company's performance.
Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
The rising cost of tuition at state universities is a problem for many families across the country. Texas thought it had the right approach to keeping tuition affordable. But as Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports, the program is under stress from the very problem it was meant to solve.
Those are the tower bells of the University of Texas in Austin, and these days the bells toll for the Texas Tomorrow Fund. It's a prepaid college plan that locked in tuition rates. Texas closed it to newcomers in 2003, and since then tuition at Texas public universities spiked 86%. Now the fund is expected to run out of money in about 5 years.
I went through the roof. My husband and I both were so angry about it.
Kathy Thomas signed up for the Texas Tomorrow Fund. She's worried the fund won't be solvent when her daughter needs it. To save money on the fund, Texas tried to change the cash-out rule. Instead of being paid out based on today's tuition, the fund will reimburse only the amount paid into the fund minus fees. The so-called investment would get no earnings.
I wrote a lot of letters and a lot of letters to the editor. I think I sent one to my state rep and state senator.
The outcry from Thomas and other angry contract holders forced that rule change to be rescinded. Meanwhile, Texas needs a solution for the fund. It's going to require $2 billion to make good on its promise. Texas Comptroller spokesperson R.J. DeSilva.
The state will be paying money into the plan because it's guaranteed, and families that are use it will be getting their tuition and required fees paid for.
State lawmakers will have to defuse this ticking budget time bomb in 2011 when they come back to Austin in earshot of those tolling UT bells. In Austin, I'm David Martin Davies for Marketplace.
And finally, the Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is one of the world's richest men. He owns media companies, banks, even a sports team. And his soon-to-be ex-wife, Veronica Lario, wants a chunk of his money. The Italian actress very publicly said she was leaving Berlusconi, whom she called ridiculous, earlier this year after several sex scandals. The Guardian newspaper says Lario wants more than $5 million a month as part of a settlement and a prominent place for their children in Berlusconi's businesses. Now, Berlusconi countered with about $300,000 a month and said he might give her a little more if she really needs it. Lario countered that by saying if she doesn't get what she wants, she'll make things, in her words, messy. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.